Starting off on the talk of the town, my name is Raylan Crosby, and I'm here with my co-host,
Hagen Whiff.
Here on the talk of the town, we are wanting to encourage, but also inform other teens and, you know, maybe upcoming freshmen that are coming into high school. We want to let them know about how much of an impact rumors, drama, and even high school has on your life, because Lord knows it's a struggle, and we want to even give some tips on how to handle it.
With me and Raylan being sophomores in high school ourselves, we know how it feels to have rumors said about us or even our name simply being brought up in a conversation. Once you get into high school, you not only lose a good amount of friends, but you gain a lot of enemies too. And sometimes, in the long run, lose yourself while you're at it.
Agreed. In middle school, me and Hagen were extremely close because we had every class together and we actually grew up together. Not a lot of people know that, but we did. And once we got into high school, we let things overtake our friendship, including rumors that other people were saying about us, and ended up being involved in a four-month break. We were able to overcome it, thank God, but we had to let other things be said in order for us to let that happen.
Yeah, we definitely had the rough part of a rough friendship at the time. I am so glad that we were able to overcome it. And my biggest advice to someone who may be going through a hard time with their best friend is that just know that y'all's relationship is stronger than anything y'all go through, and that you need to stick it out even if it's the hardest thing to do, because you can't let one inconvenience come in between a friendship that you've had your whole life.
Most definitely. I almost didn't trust Hagen when it all started. I stuck it out and was able to recover, and thankfully I still have her by my side today.
We've had to learn that we know each other better than the people that talk. We both got in the mindset of not really giving a care in the world about what others say. And all that not caring, it's normal. It's called maturity.
Definitely. And it's something we had to realize, because once you get older, maturity is a number one requirement, because if you're still childish at the age of 16, you know, there's something wrong with you. But in all seriousness, with there being multiple ways to handle a situation that involves drama, I would say the best way to handle it would be not to let anything that is said go straight to your heart.
Yeah, don't show any emotion or even that you care about it. You have to let it just fly over your head. That will convince whoever is doing the talking to dig the knife deeper if you show that you're caring. Or if you want to take it a step further, just 1-800 choke that hoe.
Not the Medea line.
Anyways, you know I gotta throw in something funny.
We do know all that. I say that. But now we gotta speak on drama, because there is plenty of it in this small town, and there's plenty of it in the high school, because, oh my Lord.
Honey, you ain't never lied.
People here will run their mouth and tell you things about yourself that you didn't even know about yourself.
Right?
And it's crazy, because some of the people that always talk may or may not be listening to this podcast at the exact moment.
Ooh, girl, you went there.
It did have to be said.
Now, I do believe in the fact that when people talk about you, it's definitely just to try and make themselves feel better, which never really works out in their favor.
No, never. But when they say what comes around goes around and what goes around comes around, they aren't lying, and especially in a small town high school. I'm Raylan.
And I'm Hagen.
And that's it for today's episode of
The Talk of the Town.